Dreamscape presents A Daughter's Deadly Deception by Jeremy Grimaldi. Narrated by Joe Hempel. Prologue.
It has to be a nightmare. Where's the fucking money? The voice asks.
The hushed tones of the intruder are followed by a silent, visceral threat. The cold metal of a handgun against his cheek. As the father of two lifts his gaze, quivering with fear, the man speaks again.
Where's the fucking money? I said.
What is happening? The man is in his own bed, in his own home, sleeping soundly after a long day of work. He attempts to shake off the grogginess of his deep slumber, to understand exactly what's transpiring. The intruder standing over him doesn't have time for his attempts at comprehension. He has his orders. Now he needs to execute. Today's payday. He grabs 57-year-old Han Pan roughly by the scruff of the neck. If Han had time to put on his glasses, he would be able to see into his assailant's eyes, though they're largely hidden beneath a baseball cap that is pulled down low on his forehead. The man leads him downstairs, the gun pressed firmly to the back of his head. As they descend the semicircular staircase, the scale of the threat to Han and his family is revealed one horrifying step at a time. Downstairs, another masked man, also wearing a flat-brimmed baseball cap, stands over Han's wife, Bik Ha, a gun to her neck. Bik's feet are still soaking in a bucket of water after her weekly line dancing class. She timidly looks up and asks her husband, in Cantonese, her voice cracking with fright,
"How did they get in?"
"I don't know," he answers. "I was sleeping." Impatient, one of the men shouts,
"Shut up! You talk too much."
He turns to Han and repeats, this time slower, his voice seething with rage,
"Where's the fucking money?"
Han, believing the men only want to rob him, not hurt his wife or him, obliges. The problem is that since the Pans were robbed years ago when they lived in Scarborough, a rough area he moved his family out of to avoid this sort of confrontation, they no longer keep large amounts of money at home.
"I have $60 in my pants upstairs, but my possessions are worth plenty," he tells his tormentor.
"Liar! I need the fucking money, nothing else."
Han suddenly feels a searing pain in the back of his head. He falls to the floor. A gush of blood cascades over the living room couch.
"Get up!"
As he and his wife are led into the basement of their middle-class suburban home, true fear begins to rise to the surface of Han's mind. Still, he can't imagine the scale of violence and horror that is about to descend upon his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?